From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they support lifting a UN arms embargo on Libya. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy.
The international community will support the Presidency Council as it seeks exemption from the UN arms embargo to acquire those weapons and bullets needed to fight Daesh and other terrorist groups.
The move could help the new Libyan government combat internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Nigeria's Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Emmanuel Kachikwu, says oil production has fallen nearly 40% because of militant attacks in the country's south. Kachikwu told the lower house of parliament on Monday that the country's crude oil production had declined from 2.2 million barrels per day to 1.4 million. A South African ruling party spokesman is accusing the U.S. government of trying to undermine South Africa's government. Anita Powell reports.
The last time a top South African politician accused the U.S. government of trying to foment regime change, in February, the U.S. ambassador laughed it off. But diplomats from both countries are no longer laughing at renewed allegations from the African National Congress. This time, party spokesman Zizi Kodwa told local media the U.S. government is trying to undermine the democratically elected government. Representatives from both governments were quick to refute his claims. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Critics are sharply attacking a sweeping new edict from President Barack Obama's administration. The edict is that transgender students in the United States must be allowed to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress is set this week to consider several measures to fund research into a vaccine for the Zika virus, as well as a plan to control mosquitoes that spread the disease. Federal law enforcement authorities are trying to figure out why there has been a spike in homicides in more than two dozen U.S. cities. Data released recently by the Major Cities Chiefs Association show first quarter homicides increased in about half of the 63 police departments represented in the report over the same period a year ago. The cities where there are increases in homicides: Chicago, Dallas, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to the Obamacare provision requiring employers to pay for birth control for female workers. They tossed the issue back to lower courts. The court Monday unanimously refused to take a stand one way or the other, either for or against the provision. A second federal judge in Mexico has approved a U.S. extradition request for drug lord Joaquin Guzman, better known as El Chapo. The request approved Monday came from a U.S. federal court in Texas, where Guzman faces drug trafficking, money laundering, and murder charges. Senior European Union and Turkish officials are meeting to rescue the EU visa agreement. Since the ousting of Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu by the President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the deal has started to unravel with increasingly harsh rhetoric from both sides. Dorian Jones has more.
An international students' meeting Sunday was the latest venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to slam Brussels, declaring Turkey's received 3 million refugees while the European Union has just looked on. Friday, he said the European Union cares more about dogs and gay rights than the plight of Syrian refugees. The relentless rhetoric comes as the European Union insists Turkey harmonizes anti-terror laws in order to secure visa-free travel to European countries. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Belarus say their governments will jointly develop a military response to the European deployments of a missile shield. Russia calls the U.S.-designated shield a threat to global security. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has bestowed the honorary title of People's Artist of Ukraine on the singer Jamala. Jamala got a surprise victory over a Russian competitor at last week's Eurovision contest. The president also said he has asked the country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs to nominate the 33-year-old performer as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Jamala sung the song 1944, which laments the Soviet wartime deportations of ethnic Tatars from the Crimean Peninsula. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.